Allahu bi kafin abda. That isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficient for his servants. And wa yukhawifunaka bil ladina min duni. You will get others that will threaten you and they will frighten you with regards to many other things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for his bandas. And today, unfortunately, there are many people who believe in insurance, and the muftis have mentioned that it is haram because of the aspect of qimar, that is interest, and also regards to gambling. So that is why they have made it haram. And unfortunately today, many good Muslims have taken this route, and many person in regards to the business, etc., and they even tell you that which world are you living in. If a Maulvi or an Alim or Mufti tells them that it is haram, then they will tell that Alim that you stick to your kitabs. So, but rather, what they are saying is correct. So this is the kitab. This is the best of all kitabs, that is the Quran al-Kareem, and he's telling you, Ali sallallahu bi kafin abda, that isn't Allah sufficient for you. And these people will frighten you and they will threaten you with all these things. But if a person understands that, example, a person reads Yasin Sharif and Ayatul Kursi, he gives sadaqah, etc., this is our insurance for our times. And also, that things will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test a person. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that definitely we will test you with regards to shortage of wealth, with regards to problems in life. These things will come. So a person's yaqeen should be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, nature of insan is that if a person is afflicted with something, Allah forbid, Allah save us, if a person's factory is burnt or something happens to his business, then the first question is, that without even thinking, not even consoling that person, he said, I hope you insured, I'm sure you got insurance, etc., then you got nothing to worry about, na'uzubillah. So where is that person's yaqeen? So in these times, a person ought to recite Yasin Sharif, so you sadaqah, you read Ayatul Kursi, and have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see that many a person takes out policies, etc. And Hazrat also mentioned one kissa, that in our own country, where a person took out a life policy of his wife, and he had planned and got her murdered in the month of Ramadan, at the time of iftar, so that he can good gain from that policy. So this is the nature of these insurance companies, etc., that they frighten you and want to make you greedy at the same time. So at the same time, a person should realize that have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill what is required from your side. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next page, Allah mentions that Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. What it means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala claims the souls of people, that those who are going to die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will retain that soul. And those who are going to sleep, those who are sleeping, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that soul, and then if Allah wishes, He will return that soul, or that soul will not return. In other words, either that person, Allah will grant him life again, or that person will pass away. Many a time a person goes to sleep, never ever to wake up. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge of the souls. That is why it is mentioned that sleeping is a sister of death. And the dua that we read, we should take lesson from this. Allahumma bismika amutu ahya. That with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first we mention amutu. First we die and then we live. And then when we get up, the dua again, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us life after death, and to Him is our return. It is mentioned in Ma'riful Hadith, Allama Shibli Nu'mani rahmatullahi alayhi said that when a person sleeps, goes to sleep, and before that he makes wudu, then such a person, his soul makes sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, when a person wakes up, then one of the masnoon duas, wazifa, is Alhamdulillah alladhi aqalana yawmana hadha walam yuhlikna bi zunubina. That all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made iqala of the previous day. Iqala means, for example, in business, to make a cancel a person's transaction. Ya Allah, has cancel whatever has happened before. Now Allah has given us a new day. And He has not caused us to pass away and destroy us because of our sins. So when a person goes to sleep also, like one alim said very beautifully, a person goes to sleep, then he should sleep in this manner as though he is going to pass away. Like how a person is going to die, is he'll lie on his right hand side, he will face the Qibla, etc., and then read his masnoon du'as, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either will grant him life, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will retain his soul. So in this way a person acts on the masnoon du'as and sunnats, then he's sleeping also, he might be enjoying himself, he might be seeing the best of dreams or the worst of dreams even. But if a person slept according to the sunnah, then that sleeping of his will be regarded as ibadah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very beautiful ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, that قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, that say, O my servants, those who have transgressed the bounds, those who have exceeded the bounds and exceeded so much, done so much involved in sin, then لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only the kuffar, إِنَّهُ لَا يَسْمِرُوهِ اللَّهِ, إِنَّهُ لَا يَسْمِرُوهِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقُومُ الْكَافِرُونَ, only the kuffar, non-believers, they become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained that this verse, as Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, that this Quran, this verse of the Quran al-Kareem sends us a very strong message of hope for the sinners. And it is mentioned in regards to Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu, when we understand also in the Battle of Uhud, what he had done to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. He was responsible for the killing and Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu imata. And but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still had hope that he will enter into fall of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sahaba radiallahu anhum with verses after verses. For example, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابُ وَآمَنُ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, that, O Wahshi, bring iman. And then the verse was quoted, that except that person who brings iman and he does good deeds, and for such a person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change all his evil into good deeds. So Wahshi sends a message back, then say, this may be difficult for me, I don't know whether I will give the opportunity to make sincere tawbah, etc. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send the Sahaba radiallahu anhum back. And he said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ, that Allah can forgive each and every person except those people who make a shirk. Those people, Allah will never forgive them. So again, Wahshi, he looks at the ayat and he tells that, send a message back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, telling that this is according to the mashiyat and the wish and desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he so wish, he can forgive me or he can take me to task. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, that قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that say to my banda, those who have exceeded the bounds, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, Allah is the one who forgives all sins. When Wahshi heard this, then he said, نِعْمَ هَذَا, yes, what a beautiful ayat. Now he entered into the fold of Islam. So this ayat is for each and every person. That is why the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this ayat only khas and special, only for Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu, or lil muslimin a'ama, or for all the Muslims in general? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that till the day of Qiyamah, of each and every believer that will come, this ayat will apply for them. So never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of the sin. That in an insurance company can say that this the car you got is a write-off. Doctors will tell you that now you in a person need to go home, die a peaceful death. But when it comes to tawbah, etc., a person cannot be written off. This person still has hope and a glimmer of hope. And in these ayats, a person will become happy and making sincere tawbah, inshallah, this person will become the beloved of Allah, At-Taibu Habibullah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ayats of the Quran al-Kareem, where the groups of kuffar and the groups of the Muslims will go to their respective places. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَّرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا, Allah says that the kuffar will be dragged in groups towards Jahannam. And then when they will come to the gates of Jahannam, it will be open. And then the doorkeeper will tell them, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُولٌ مِنْكُمْ, hasn't a messenger come to you, up amongst you, that he recited the verses to you, وَيُنْزِرُونَكُمْ نِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, and he warned you of this day, the meeting of this day. قَالُوا بَلَىٰ, he said, why not? Yes, we accept, they came. But the decree has already passed upon us, that we are doomed to hell. Then they will be told, قِيلَ دُخُلُوا أَوَّابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, that enter into hellfire forever and ever. What a evil abode of those who are the proud and haughty ones. Allah save us from such abodes. Thereafter Allah has mentioned, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا رَبَّهُمْ, that those who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be driven to Jannah. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوا, then they will come to Jannah, to the doors, and the doorkeeper will say, that salamun alaykum tibtum, that salam be upon you, how good you am, فَدْخُلُوهَا, enter into Jannah, and enter forever. And then they will say, that all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that being was fulfilled his promise, and he has made us inheritors of the earth. تَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ, then now you will inherit, and now you will take a bath of Jannah wherever we wish. فَنِئْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِنِينَ, what a great reward of those people who does such deeds. And then you will see the malaika, that they will be those who are thronging around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are making tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَقُدِيَ بَيْنَهُمِ الْحَقِّ وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and then the judgment will be passed between people, and then the end result, Allah, people will say, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rabbul Alameen. Also in the bottom of the very page of Surah Al-Mu'min, Allah mentions الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ, that those angels who carried the arsh of Allah and those around it, they also make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do they do? وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they seek istighfar on our behalf. Those of us, alhamdulillah, who got iman, these malaika making istighfar on our behalf. Not only that, as mentioned in Fazali Amal, that these malaika in the month of Ramadan, not only they make istighfar on our behalf, but they even say amin to our duas. And they, رَبَّنَا وَسِئْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَإِلْمًا فَخْفِ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِيمَ عَذَابِ الْجَهِيمِ, and they even pray to Allah, let this person enter into Jannah, save him from the punishment of hellfire. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the beginning of Suratul Mu'min, that حَامِيمْ تَنْزِيلُ كِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ غافل الذنب وقابل التوب شديد الإيقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. It is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who reads these first three ayats and together with ayat al-kursi, in other words from Hamim till ilayhi al-masir, and together with ayat al-kursi, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that such a person will be saved from all calamities and difficulties. And also this is one of the seven surahs where Hamim is mentioned. That if a person, Allah forbid, Allah save us, if he's in a position where he's going to be robbed, etc., going to be attacked, then at that moment a person should read Hamim la yunsarun, which is a very effective wazifa, dua for protection. And these ayahs of the Quran al-Kareem are very, very powerful and gives us a very loud message. Allah mentions ghafiri dhambi, that he is the one who forgives sins. Then the second one, وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, that he is the one who accepts tawbah. So you have two things I mentioned. One is forgiveness of the sin, and one is acceptance of tawbah. So the first and the ulama explained that without even asking, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for excuses to forgive his bandas. That sometimes a person doesn't even make tawbah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for silly excuses, small excuses, just to forgive us. But those people who turn to Allah who make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their tawbah. Shadeed al-iqab, then, and those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe in retribution. Zittawl, Allah is very powerful. La ilaha illahu, there is no deity except Allah, and towards him is our return. It is mentioned of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, a very important qissa is mentioned, and what we learn from this also great lessons. There was a certain person from Syria who used to attend the gatherings, the majlis of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. After some time, Umar radiallahu anhu noticed that this person was missing. So he inquired, where is this person? So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu informed Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that unfortunately this person has taken to drinking alcohol, and now he's involved in becoming alcoholic. That is why he does not come to our gatherings. So thereafter, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu calls for a piece of paper. And then he writes in that paper, that mean Umar ibn al-Khattab ila Fulan ibn Fulan, that from Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu to this person, that alhamdulillah, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he writes these verses of the Quran al-Kareem. Hameem, tanzeel al-kitab min Allah al-Aziz al-Aleem, ghafiri dhambi till the end. Then he tells to tell the people that now let's. He tells this person, make sure you give this person to him. And when you give it to him, make sure he's in a halat and condition while he's sober, not when he's drunk and intoxicated. And then when he goes, he tells the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that let us get together and now let's make dua for this person. Then after Umar radiallahu anhum makes dua and Sahaba radiallahu, imagine they are saying ameen to the dua. This person, when he reads this ayat, he reads it over and over again, and this strikes his heart like an arrow, and he thinks Allah is forgiving. Allah is the one who will accept tawbah. Allah is also powerful. He can take me to the task. And thereafter he made tawbah, and he gave up that drinking of his. And thereafter Umar radiallahu anhu stated that when any person is involved in wrong, then he should look for ways to bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned a very important thing. He said, don't aid shaitan in now bringing that person down. When a person is down, don't put him more down. Bring him up. Just give him some hope. So yeah, Umar radiallahu anhu is telling us that shaitan's job is to condemn a person. So what we learn also from this, that hate the sin but not the sinner. That sin that we should hate. But the sinner, always give him hope. So yeah, from this we also learn that make dua also. This also, when a person is gone off track, then make dua, whether it's individually or collectively. And this way we will see, inshallah, these things will become very, very effective. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, with regards to the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ لَا يَخْفَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ. On that day, in everyone will be presented and come forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be one flat maidan, one flat ground, and there will be no obscurity, no mountains or trees that can obscure anyone's sight. And before that, Allah mentioned, لِيُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ التَّلَاقِ, that warn them of the day, of the day of that encounter. So what will happen on that day? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, to who does this day belong to? That Allah, who does this sovereignty and ownership belong to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ, it only belongs to one Allah, who is the most powerful and almighty. Yad ulama explained, firstly mentioned, this could be of either two occasions. One, it could be after the second blowing, after the trumpet, where everyone comes back to life, and thereafter everyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this announcement, and everyone will be forced to say, the lillahi al-wahid al-qahar, that this day only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The another riwayat mentions that after the blowing of the first trumpet, after the blowing of the first horn, everything, even including all the muqarribeen, all those malaika, Jibra'il, Mikael, Israfil, and all the malaika, they also will not have any life. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention that لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, that who does this day belong to? And Allah will give the jawab, it only belongs to me, who is the most powerful. And thereafter it is also mentioned that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes grip of the entire heavens and the earth, like it was mentioned in the 17th para, like written scrolls in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will say, أَنَا الْمَلِكُ, I am the king. And أَيْنَ الْجَبَّارُونَ أَيْنَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ, where are those tyrants, where are those zalims, where are those who had haughtiness and arrogance in them, where are they today? So yeah, everything is portrayed before us. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after that, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْعَيْنِ وَمَا تُكْفِي الصُّدُورِ, Allah knows the treachery of the eyes and whatever the hearts conceal. Like in the poet, it is Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that aankh ke choriya aur dil ke raaz tu sab jante hai e beniyas, that whatever treachery that he commits, that the eyes commit, and whatever is concealed in the heart, oh Allah, you are aware of each and everything. And sometimes shaitan fools us and tries to bluff us. For example, we see a certain woman who is coming, who is not attractive. Then we lower our gaze, and we think we are the Junaid Baghdadi of the time. But then if another woman comes, she's very, very pretty, then we lower our gaze by the side of our eyes, we do some reckless eyeballing, then we look from the side. This is also deception of shaitan. Or even a person does look down, but when she goes, we turn back and we look at her figure, look at her dress, etc. So this also shaitan plays on our mind. So a person, the stealing of glances, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of each and everything. Whatever is in a heart, so now there is a great connection. Whatever a person sees with his eyes, it immediately registers in the heart. So the person looks after his gaze, inshallah, he'll be looking after his other organs as well. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another important ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. We in this month, especially the last few nights that we got of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ عُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, that, O people, turn to Allah. Allah is saying that, O Allah, turn to me, that call unto me, supplicate unto me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will definitely answer you. And this dua, respected brothers, is such an weapon. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned it is mukhul ibadah. It is the core and essence of an ibadat. It's part of ibadat. When a person now is making dua, he shows his ajizi, his helplessness, that now he is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person that begging bowl of his. And look at his begging bowl, how Hazrat explains, it is a broken begging bowl. And a person on his hands is written 18 and 81. Add the numbers together, you get 99. These are like the keyboard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so many benefits of making dua. And the ulama explained there are three things that will happen if a person makes dua. One is whatever a person asks, inshallah, if Allah thinks that Allah according to his wisdom feels that this is beneficial for insan, he will get it. That sometimes the person loves something, but Allah knows in his wisdom this might be turned out evil for him, so Allah will not give him. So either the person will get it or won't get it. That is the first one. The second one is that that person what he is asking for, you won't get it. But through the barakat of the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from an impeding calamity. Some punishment or some calamity was befall him. Through the barakat of the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him. Or if that is not the case, then on a day of qiyamah, that dua will be turned into huge, huge rewards. To such an extent, the person will come on a day of Qiyamah, and he will see all his huge amounts of rewards. He will tell, oh Allah, I didn't do all these good deeds, and deserve all these rewards. Allah will tell him, all these duas that you made in this world, which was not accepted, all these were transformed into good deeds. And that time a person will say, oh, if only my duas weren't accepted in this world, so much of the good deeds a person will get. Also a very, very important is how to make dua. That Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person, Allah does not pay attention to a person to an inattentive heart. That a person now, he's making dua, he's looking that side, he's winking at one person, or he's waving at another person, or he's rubbing his hands as if though he's crushing something illegal, and he's playing around. So in these situations, a person should make dua. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when a person doesn't make dua, then Allah becomes angry with a person. In this world, a person asks insan, he asks him once, he asks him twice, third time he becomes angry. He says, what is wrong with you? Do you think I'm Father Christmas? And he will chase him away. But this is not the case of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person doesn't ask Allah, Allah becomes angry with such a person. And have hope in the mercy of Allah, and have yaqeen that when you're making dua, inshallah, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. And how to make dua? Yeah, also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, la'anibul muznibin, that the crying and sobbing of a person, that crying and those tears that come up from a person, ahabbu ilayya min zajali musabbihin, it is more better than that person is sitting in one corner making tasbih, or making Allah, Allah. In other words, that person is making ibadat very good. He's reading Quran, he's reciting wazai, he's making the zikr of Allah. But more beloved to Allah is the sobbing of the sinners. Those people who turn to Allah in regret in the heart, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned that if you cannot cry, then at least make your face like a person is about to cry. فَإِن لَمْ تَبْقُوا فَتَبَاقُوا, I imitate a person who is crying. Even that like how a beggar. And we are all registered beggars. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Each and every person, we are registered beggars unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that way, a person should cry. One person saw a person, he is begging, and he had one tin. And he went past, the next day he saw this person got two tins. So he said, what is wrong with you? Yesterday I saw one tin and you got two tins. He said, your business was so good, I decided to open another branch. So nevertheless, in this way, a person should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah, towards the end, a person, Allah mentions, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَوْا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. That, oh people, Allah mentions to the kuffar, that when the kuffar, or when they hear the Qur'an al-Kareem, what do they say? لَا تَسْمَوْا. Do not listen to this Qur'an. But what do they, or should you do? وَالْغَوْ. That make noise. What the kuffar used to do, they understood the Qur'an, how effective the Qur'an was, and they feared, like Abu Jahal, etc. They used to go secretly and listen to the tilawat of the Qur'an al-Kareem of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they feared that if the Quraysh had to listen to the tilawat, they will be affected. So now you go and make noise, you clap hands and make funny noises, lest you become overpowered. So yeah, also a person understand, many a times on a radio stations, Ipara Array is recited. And a person the Quran is being recited, and people at home are doing their own things, people are not even paying attention. So this bear adab towards the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem. Similarly, in our cars, we have MP3s or CDs of tilawat being recited, and people are involved in their own conversations. This is also a bear adab towards the Quran al-Kareem. Where Allah tells us, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ, that when the Qur'an is being recited, O mu'mineen, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, that listen attentively, وَأَنْصِتُوا, and also pay attention and remain quiet. So these are the things a person ought to do. And lastly, it is an ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem, that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Allah ta'ala says, indeed those people who say Allah is our Rabb, and they remain steadfast. As Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, what is steadfastness? أن تستقيم على الأمر والنحر. That a person should remain steadfast, unwavering, when it comes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prohibitions. In other words, whatever Allah has ordered, he does it. Whatever Allah has told you to abstain, you abstain from those things. And it is a famous maqula, al-istiqamat fawqa alfa karamat. That istiqamat is even greater than 1,000 miracles. Today in our times, a person displays any miracles or karamat, etc., a person becomes very fascinated, surprised. More surprising than that is that that istiqamat, a person holds steadfast onto the deen of Islam. So yeah, the malaika will tell that do not fear. Do not fear that your good actions are being rejected. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and neither have grief over your past sins. This announcement will be made on three occasions. When a person, inshallah, when Allah is happy with such a person, at the time when he passes away, this announcement will be made. The second announcement will be in his qabr, inshallah. And the third announcement will be made when he rises from the qabr. That نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are friends in this worldly life and in the year after. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَيْ أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And for you, O my people are in Jannah, whatever you desire, whatever you wish, you will get. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. This hospitality is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus and make us deserving of all the favors and the blessings of Jannat, inshaAllah, and unite all of us together, inshaAllah. Amen.